Hello, people of Earth, and welcome to the Sylvester Stallone Podcast. I am your host, Paul Scheer, and man, it feels amazing to say those words again. Welcome to the Sylvester Stallone Podcast. Yeah, we're back, baby. We're back to the basics. What made this show, we got back to our roots, and it feels so good. I am so happy to be here to again talk about the man, the myth, the legend, the actor, the writer, the director. I mean, is there anything that he cannot do? I mean, Stallone is why we are all here, not just listening to the podcast, but on the planet Earth. We are all fueled by him. If we were heroin addicts, we would be shooting up with Stallone. But instead of using a needle and getting into our bloodstream, we'd be, you know, injecting him into our eyes and getting him into our brains. I think that's probably the best metaphor I can give about how Stallone affects each and every one of us. And, you know, I'll be honest, I've had some ups and downs in the last couple of weeks, but I feel really good because I thought that he was blowing me off. And I don't think it's true. What I think is happening is there is some, now hear me out on this, outside force preventing him from being able to contact me. And he has to do it secretly. And I think that he is contacting me through his tweets. I know it sounds potentially like the plot of a Sylvester Stallone movie, but I do think it is true. And I want you to be the judge. I want to read you something. Don't quit when you want to. Don't be afraid of death when you feel it standing nearby. Just tell fear to shut up and bring it on. Yeah. Who would you say that was a quote by? Not Martin Luther King Jr.? No. Not Abraham Lincoln? No. Not Mahatma Gandhi? No. Sylvester Stallone said that in a tweet that was retweeted 1,300 times and favorited 1,007. Sorry, guys, the numbers, I'm bad at math. Or maybe it's a million. No, it's 1,000. Anyway, it's been retweeted and faved a lot. And I think he is talking to me here because he's telling me I shouldn't quit when I want to, and I felt I wanted to quit, and I shouldn't be afraid of death, you know, maybe from the, you know, threats or, you know, people who don't want the word of Stallone out there. And when I feel it standing close, I just need to tell fear to shut up and bring it on. So thank you, Sly. I if you can hear this, and I know that you can because I know you probably have heard about this podcast. I know that you're probably very tech savvy and are listening to whatever you're listening to and your friends have told you to listen to it. And I want you to know, message received loud and clear. And I continue to look at his page and I'm realizing these sync up perfectly with the dates of our podcast. Look at this one. Food for thought. Live today, forget yesterday, and good hopes for tomorrow. Live for today, forget yesterday, okay? And good hopes for tomorrow. That's him telling me, don't worry about the past when he didn't show up. Worry about the now when he might show up, and hopefully he will show up tomorrow. This is amazing. I also read another one here. This is the best one. And I think this is the one, if you can go to his Twitter page, it's at the Sly Stallone. If you can go to at the Sly Stallone, it's verified. It's definitely him. There's a picture, his most recent tweet. It's him on a horse. And it's funny because every horse that he's on looks like a pony because he's just so big. And he says, see you when I get back. Stay strong, people. See you when I get back. I think that just means see you, me, when he gets back, because he's busy right now, but he will be seeing me soon. Oh, Sly, you Sly Fox. Well, let's just say, Sly, I'll be seeing you soon as well. And I will not give up. And has anyone ever, here's a question, publishers of the world, has anyone ever thought about actually publishing a book of Sly's quotes? I mean, not his movie quotes. I mean, even though you could. And I have a message now for you and all of the listeners out there. Thanksgiving is coming. And for those of us who are bored with our family because they judge us too much, it's now a time to reach out. And you can reach out to me by going on to the iTunes page and reviewing the show, or you can reach out to me by going on the Wolf Pop message boards and leaving me a message, because I am not, I am going to stay strong regardless of if I get an invitation to Thanksgiving. But I want you guys to know that I am open. I'm open to the world to receiving this. I'm not begging. I'm just saying, hey, if you got something, I don't need to beg. I begged yesterday. I don't need to beg at all. I don't need to beg. I don't gotta beg for that. I think that's like a TLC song. I hope we can use that. That's not a rights thing. Okay. Well, it is... I have made mistakes in my life, but I am thankful that I have all of you, and that gets me through every night. Thank you. Love you. Sylvester Stallone Podcast. I'm Paul Scheer signing off. Bye-bye. For now.
Pop.
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 Wolf Pop is part of Midroll Media, executive produced by Adam Sachs, Matt Gourley, and Paul Scheer.